Hey guys! Welcome to the
Back Row Soup Show
Podcast.
Yes. Yeah. This is episode 21 of the regular show, or the main show.
Yeah, where we talk about particular topics. This one was recommended by yours truly, Stuart. Yep.
And
I am here with Zach, again, with our names.
Yes. So this is One Punch Man or Training So Hard That You Go Bald.
Yeah.
There will be spoilers.
Yeah, definitely spoilers.
So if you haven't seen it, it's only 12 episodes?
12 episodes. It's been out for a while, I think a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And it is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have access to that, it's a big recommend from me. But again, you know, I chose the topic and I wouldn't choose a topic that I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Unless, you know, I was Zach and I decided that I wanted to, like, do a book
that I
podcast
hate.
That you hate. But yes, first question. Would you trade your luscious locks of hair for superpowers?
I don't have luscious locks of hair. I have a pretty fantastic beard, I think. Very full. I don't think I would trade my hair. Well, yeah, I would trade the little hair that's on my head for superpowers. All
right.
But it's all of it, my hair. For superpowers? Hell yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great. So, One Punch Man. One Punch Man is a fantastic anime that kind of came out of the blue.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't have this on their radar at first, because it was originally a manga.
Yeah, well, so, from what I saw, it was, the anime did come from the manga.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally started in 2009, as a webcomic by a mangaka named, or writing under the name One.
Yes.
Capital O-N-E.
Yes.
He got attention from Shonen Jump because his website got like 7.9 million web hits.
Which is amazing.
That's a shit ton of web hits, guys.
And, and this isn't your traditional manga. It was very rough. A lot of his sketches were very minimalistic. To say the least.
Probably explains how Saitama's designed, because if you notice, it's he's made of rectangles and circles.
Yes.
And that's about it.
Yeah. The thing that really brought the manga probably to the forefront, where it got all of the recognition that it did, was the story. It was well written. It's sort of an approach to a particular genre that many people didn't, you know, see or notice.
Yeah. The webcomic I was looking up has 130 plus chapters.
Yeah.
Well, and that's 130 plus as of, like, May of 2017. Like, I have no idea how many it was now, because I can't read Japanese.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they're up to now. I do know a second season of the anime was ordered, and I think it was a full season of 26 episodes.
Yes, and it's actually going to be coming out soon. They don't have an actual release date for it.
Right.
But people have hinted that it may come out this year or early next year.
I think I know that the reason there's so much anime on Netflix now is that Netflix did a deal with NHK in Japan, which is why we have, like, Terrace House marketed as a Netflix original.
Yeah. Have you watched that?
I've seen a couple episodes. It's like a very polite Real World.
It is.
also very, very discriminatory. Like, there's a guy in the it's the beach house one in Hawaii, I think.
Yeah.
Where the guy, one of the housemates is half Japanese, but he still speaks Japanese and is literate. And they still, like, treat him like a second class person. Like, they're kind of dicks to him. But I mean, that's off topic.
Yeah, that's off topic.
So there's so much anime coming to Netflix because of the deal with NHK. I honestly wouldn't be surprised, since Little Hero Academia, My Hero Academia, Seven Deadly Sins, Castlevania, all of those get new seasons this year.
Yes.
I would not be surprised if they were holding it off for American releases till spring of next year.
Well, My Hero isn't on Netflix.
Isn't it? Nope. I thought it was.
Nope.
Oh, Little Witch. Little Witch Academia Little Witch. Is the one that...
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about My Hero Academia.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I get the two.
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah, usually you can only see that and, like, Megaloboxing's another big one on Crunchyroll.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But this, the manga author has also started writing for Shonen Jump, too.
Yeah.
So his stuff is also in, you know, the big, like, book that Shonen Jump puts out.
Yeah, the weekly magazine that's like 300 pages.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's insane it how is. Big that those Shonen Jumps are.
And he also does a another manga that has been adapted to an anime. Mob Psycho.
Oh, he did Mob Psycho?
He did Mob Psycho, okay. Yeah. So he also wrote and made an anime, or a manga out of Mob Psycho, which became an anime as well.
Yeah.
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 Which is also a big recommendation from me as well. I don't think Mob Psycho is on Netflix, so you'd probably have to get it through, like, Crunchyroll or something else.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I don't know how many chapters of the webcomic they've adapted to the anime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if they have 130 chapters on the webcomic, they're set for anime episodes
yeah.
for, like, a while.
They are.
Because I don't get the impression that he's doing what Robert Kirkman's done with Walking Dead and going, oh, okay, well, let me be part of the writing process so that I can see how these different characters would interact in these different situations.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're adapting his work pretty straightforward.
Well, and a lot of anime has that sort of pitfall where it's getting adapted from the manga, but the anime comes out a lot faster than the manga.
A lot
hence,
of DBZ.
Yeah, DBZ or Naruto, where you get these filler arcs because they're waiting for the people to come up with the next step of the plot. Or come up with, you know, new things and stuff like that.
Three episodes of Goku charging a spirit bomb.
Yeah, or Naruto deciding to go to the beach, and you have your beach episode with everybody in bikinis, because, boy,
well, that's
do you
just
wanna...
fan service.
I know, yeah. You want to see Sakura in a bikini.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. But the great thing is, One Punch Man does not have any fillers at this moment. It's 12 episodes, like we said. And they're all hard-hitting episodes.
They are. Well, and one of the things I liked about it is...
Yeah, hard-hitting?
Yeah, hard... Yeah, no, I got it. I was just ignoring it because I don't like puns.
Ah! All my puns.
I like the commentary. I think I was telling you earlier. It seems to me that it's commentary on kind of the over-the-top fighting anime,
yeah.
like DBZ and JoJo. I never really got into JoJo.
It's never got into
JoJo.
It's a
little bit too bizarre for me.
I mean, one of the, I think, season is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure or something like that.
Yeah.
I tried getting into it. There's a lot of episodes.
Too macho.
Yeah, and I couldn't.
It's, yeah.
I couldn't. Take that dive. But yeah, so One Punch Man focuses, I guess the main character is...
Saitama is the One Punch Man.
One Punch Man. And he, just to give a little background, was your average businessman.
Yeah.
Businessman going to work.
Until...
And, well, so it's a world of superheroes and supervillains. And the superheroes have to get registered. You have to, you know, get on a registry and go through a bunch of red tape unless you want to be a vigilante. But everybody looks down on vigilantes. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things I liked, too, not to cut you off.
Yeah, no.
But the, I kind of like the weird world that this is in. It seems like a world that I would run a game in if I were running like a Marvel superhero game.
Or sort of like a Gamma World game. where yeah, you have kinda, your, like, because, crazy-looking beasts.
Yeah, like you were saying that the heroes all have classes. There's so much bureaucracy to be a hero because, and again, spoilers as we go into this.
Yeah.
But Saitama saves the city from a threat and then is not mentioned on the news. Instead, Moomin Rider, the guy that's on the bicycle, is the one who gets the credit for it. And he freaks out until someone points out to him Genos.
Yes, Genos, which is his sidekick, who is his basically a cyborg.
Yeah. He points out, you're not registered with the superhero league, so of course you're not going to show up on the media. I will say one of the things that I wasn't a fan of when watching it was it was kind of predictable that he scored so low on his test so that he's like a C-class.
Yeah, C-class.
Superhero. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of an S-class.
Yeah, well, and again, it sort of goes with the plot and the arc of it. I understand that it was kind of predictable.
Yeah.
But you sort of want that, like, build of him starting from the lower class and moving on.
Yeah, which again, I think is commentary on, but Gino on fighting
got,
anime.
Yeah, and Gino got an S-class.
Yeah.
And, you know, they usually work together. But anyway, getting back to the very beginning. So we have Saito as a businessman.
Yeah.
And he actually gets confronted by a giant crab man. Underwear.
Yeah, in
who's
underwear.
Who's like half crab, half human. The lower half human, the higher...
The enemy designs in this are so gross. Like, that crab guy that he fights is... He's bizarre and kind of revolting to look at.
Yeah.
And then there, in a later episode, he fights Crablante, which is just this bioengineered... like super beetle. Fighter.
Yeah, he's like a Beetleborg guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
Like the enemy designs in this are fantastic. They look like which the thing that recently happened, I guess we'd be remiss not to mention, is that Steve Ditko passed away earlier. Creator or co-creator of Spider-Man, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring that up is that the enemies in One Punch Man look like old comic book villains from, like, the Ditko, Jack Kirby era.
Yeah, and the art in this series is really good. It's on point. It really does build the world without, you know, really telling you anything. You can see characters' designs and realize, oh, that's interesting. How does that work out? And I think that's really, it plays to One Punch Man's strengths.
Yeah, well, and the character designs, too, I think what makes them pop so well is that how hilariously blank Saitama is always, like, because he has no hair. Like, he trains so hard that he went bald.
I mean, did he train so hard? Did he? So he fights... All right, getting back to origin stories. So he fights the crab man in his underwear. The crab has the underwear. Yeah, and then he decides...
I'm going to be a hero.
I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to train super hard. So he does 100 push-ups a day, 100 sit-ups a day, 100 squats.
Yeah.
And he runs. For just, I believe, a year or two. And then he becomes this, like, super... So, his big thing is he wants a real fight. He wants to find somebody who can kind of challenge his limits. Most of his fights end up done in one punch.
Yeah.
Hence, One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't even seem like he's trying, which is a really cool concept of, like, this overpowered character who's just really... bored with everything, where he gets no sort of enjoyment in this thing that he wants to be a part of.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have compared this, like, feeling to the author, one.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't really, like, he's a super great artist, a super great writer, but he's just sort of really just kind of half-assing it because his style's very loose.
Yeah.
He's not doing it tight.
Yeah.
He's, you know, like, and there was a lot of comparisons. It's not, like, confirmed or anything, but people have, compared his sort of, like, flowy demeanor to Saitama's flowy demeanor.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, fighting.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think is great. I think it's really cool, and I think it's a cool way of, like, looking at this genre in a different view. Because it could be just focused all on him, but there would be no investment because we know how these fights are going to end up.
Yeah, he's going to punch them,
and they're going to die.
Yeah.
So it's the interactions between him and the other superheroes, and it's the interactions between him and his disciple, which he takes on Gino.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in the second episode, there's this whole villain with a mosquito. That episode
made me itch. Like, yeah. it physically made me scratch my arms and legs while I was watching the episode. It was very unsettling, I have to say.
Because here in Atlanta, with the heat, the humidity, we have a lot of mosquitoes.
It's mosquito country.
Yeah, and it's no bueno.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to sort of see his interaction with Gino, because Gino is amazed at his power.
Yeah.
And he wants to sort of, like, find his secret.
Yeah.
And then when we go into the house of the genetic engineered people.
Yeah.
So that's also a great design. They actually send three genetically engineered, animals. One's a monkey.
I really liked that.
Yeah. But the thing is, some of these things are just throwaway characters because they get punched and then they're gone.
Then they're gone.
Yeah.
They've disappeared. They're no longer in the story.
Yeah. And that's sort of when you find out a little bit more about Saitama's background, is when they go into the laboratory and they fight the beetle.
Yeah.
And because everybody's just amazed at Saitama's power, and they just want to realize how he got that, all he did was a couple of push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100 push-ups, crunches.
Sit-ups.
Running, sit-ups.
Yeah. And then you can punch through horrible monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would be remiss to mention, the opening is fantastic. I don't know if you skipped that opening, but
no, I really like it. The music is fantastic. I want to see if I can find it somewhere and put it for the intro and outro
to
this.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure you can probably find it on iTunes.
Probably. Somewhere. But it gets you super hyped.
Yeah.
It's like this hard rock music.
Yeah.
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 And it's like showing them throwing all these punches. Like, yeah. The scenes in the actual intro, there are no scenes within the shows or anything. It's just, like, him randomly just punching people and, like, dodging things and
stuff. I noticed that because a lot of anime openers,
They'll spoil some things. They will.
Yeah, because they'll just take scenes from the show. It's kind of like editing a trailer, but then they'll just put it to music. And so sometimes things get spoiled, but One Punch Man, it's just these random things.
Yeah.
They don't
like
happen.
Him punching a Starman and just like exploding. I know. It's really cool. So, yeah, and it gets you hyped. It gets you so hyped. You're like, yeah, my blood is flowing.
Yeah.
My biceps are pumping.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for this. So, So, the opening is really what sold me. And then I started watching and I was like, oh, this is a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Then they get into the whole arc of him going and basically signing up for the Hero Academy.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, he does get a C. But I think it's more like set up for plot than anything else.
Oh yeah, like that's 100% what it is.
Yeah,
I will say one of the things that I liked about this anime, because there's a lot of, like, cheesecake anime out there where it's just like, here's the random female character with the big boobs.
Oh, yeah.
There's not that in here. Like, yeah. There are female characters, but they're not, like,
fan service super characters.
Yeah, fan service, like, super over-sexualized, and like, oh, here's the obligatory panty shot. Like,
yeah.
They just don't do that in this one, which is really refreshing, because...
Yeah, and that's kind of one of my gripes for My Hero Academia,
yeah.
Is there are some superhero ladies that they have, like, a design on them, and it's just not a practical design, like...
It's yeah.
Boobs are all hanging out, and it's like your outfit covers half of you.
They're designed that way to sell statues and models and waifu pillows, yeah. And so they can make some side revenue. I'm almost positive that's the only reason that some characters are designed that way.
But yeah, going back to this, they don't have that. Again, they do have female superheroes,
yeah.
But they're practical, like, outfits and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have so many oddball superheroes as yeah. Well. Like,
Prison Break guy, who basically, he gets stronger as he gets naked. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, maybe that's some eye candy for the guys. Or
yeah, or the ladies.
Ladies, whatever.
Do they ever give Moomin Riders... Is he an S-class hero?
No, he's not. He is like D-class hero.
Okay, gotcha. Where
he is there to sort of... And so, Moomin Rider...
He's my favorite.
He is. He doesn't really have any superhero powers. His basic power is he has a bike. So, he goes around and, like, you know, breaks up bar fights and,
yeah.
You know, helps people cross the street and things like that. Like, your average day person.
He's like Daredevil if Daredevil, like, did not have any super, like, hearing. Like, he's a street-level hero. He's not fighting, like, cosmic threat. Like, Moomin Rider's fighting cosmic threats.
No, he did it once.
Yeah.
But he's not blind.
No, he's not blind. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Daredevil could see... And had no powers. He's just a street level superhero.
So just a dude?
Yeah, just a dude.
Yeah.
I was just comparing it to American comics. I wasn't cutting you off.
No, I'm just saying. Wouldn't, like, I don't know, the Punisher be a little bit more apt? Because
yeah,
the Punisher doesn't have any powers.
The Punisher doesn't help anyone. He just murders people.
I mean, he helps people by murdering people.
I mean, as a fan of the Punisher, like, I'm not going to disagree with you, but Moomin Rider is not who I would pair the Punisher with.
All you can say is Moomin Rider is like the Punisher without
yeah.
guns and
yeah,
a bike.
Fair.
But yeah, there's a great, I guess, arc where they fight the fish king, this
yeah,
king
the
of the
Sea King.
Sea King, yeah. And... All of the superheroes are basically fighting him, and he is this all-powerful person.
Yeah.
Saitama doesn't get called because basically he's in the lower ranks,
yeah.
So they don't bother calling him. Gino gets called, and that's when Saitama sort of moves into it. But a lot of people are fighting this guy, and it shows, like, the whole basic... These guys are superheroes, and they know that they are going to die. Like, they've seen
yeah.
him kill multiple people. Mm-hmm. But they're here trying to save the civilians. The people who are, you know, looking towards them
yeah.
for inspiration. So he lays out a bunch of, like, I think B and A class heroes.
Yeah.
The Moomin Rider comes in, and he's like, time to throw my bike at you. I'm pulling up my fists, ready to fight you. I know you're going to crush me in one hit, but, you know, I need to be here, to be a superhero,
yeah.
to stop you from attacking these people, even though it's costing my life. And it's really cool. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it does arc, and you do see a lot of people, like, grow in character. Oh, what do you think about the... I forget his name, but the ninja character.
Oh, I...
Sonic!
Yeah,
Supersonic Speed Man or something. Like, he goes super fast and his name is Sonic, So I was like, oh, yeah.
So my favorite part about that character is how One when Punch he gets, Man
punches him in this
by punching him in the dick. Like, he's just flitting around and around Saitama, and he's just like, oh, look how fast I am. I'm going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. And One Punch Man punches him in the dick, and leaves him alone.
But he doesn't, like, it's not intentional. Yeah, he's not, trying to, here's a punch to the dick.
Yeah, he doesn't intentionally do it. He just sticks his arm out.
Yeah. I think he was getting ready to punch, and then he moves and basically puts his body on his fist.
Yeah.
Or puts his dick on his fist.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. The character is really cool. I want to see what they do with him as well, because he's pretty overpowered, too.
Do you think that he'll do that thing where you sometimes see an anime where he, flips sides?
Maybe. Maybe. I know. Because
that's the sense I get, is that he'll at some point, flip sides and then just be an ally and fight some cosmic being or something, you know?
Maybe. Again, he fights the Fish King as well.
Yeah.
But I think he more fights it out of, I'm trying to escape, you're in my way. They fight for a little bit. There is no real resolution, and then they break ways. I definitely could see him switching sides. There's also, there's a council of superheroes. It's like the highest ranked superheroes.
Justice League.
Basically,
or
yeah.
Or Avenger. Well, Justice League. Justice League more.
Yeah, Justice League had a round table, these guys also have a round
table.
That's
the Super Friends.
Yeah.
From the 70s.
Yeah. They were the Justice League.
Yeah, but Thunder Chief wasn't in Justice League.
Huh.
And the Wonder Twins weren't in Justice League.
Yeah, I guess they weren't.
I think Wonder Twins are just entirely from Super Friends.
Really? They didn't have their own,
I don't think so.
Huh. I'm going to have to look that up.
This is a tangent.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm pretty sure they probably have their own comics and series.
Did they?
I don't think...
They're so lame, though.
They're not that lame.
One of them's awesome, and the other one turns into water.
Yeah, but, the applications of water can be... he turns into ice, or he turns into steam, and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, but not like... It's not like the power of a raging waterfall, or a water elemental. It's like, here's your sponge in a bucket.
He can turn into a waterfall. Anyway, we're getting off topic. There's a council of the highest ranking superheroes, and you can see that some of them do have alternative motives.
Yeah.
So there's definitely going to be dissension in the ranks there.
Sure.
So, yeah, you can definitely see different things moving to add more plot to the second season.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, I really do enjoy this movie. Or not movie, gosh. This series. The great thing is, again, it's only 12 episodes, so it's fairly easy to binge.
Yeah.
The last episode's really great. I know that they pull a lot of different styles from different animes.
Yeah.
The first character the first, villain in the first episode is based off of Piccolo.
Right.
The last character in the last episode is actually based off of Saiyan. He's got very spiky hair. Which was a really cool fight. I know that you said that you haven't seen the last episode.
Yeah, I'm still... I did not get past it with
that's
all
okay.
stuff, but...
Yeah. But it's a great fight. And again, I don't want to spoil any...
I don't care about spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
I'll still watch it.
good. It's, like I said, a great fight. It's great to see, because, again, this character... So he's a space pirate.
Yeah.
And a witch or an oracle basically told him, you will find a good fight here in this particular place, because... Every place that he's gone to, he has also sort of looked for this fight to test his limits. And he finally gets to Earth, and he realized the prophecy that he is supposed to fight is Saitama. And Saitama actually gets a good fight out of it, too. It's not a person who is basically done after one punch.
Yeah.
He gets the... You get to see this great fight between these, like, super powerful characters, which is really cool.
I wonder if part two will be... He will change his name to Two Punch Man.
Maybe. It could happen, but, you know, the marketing. One Punch Man.
Yeah, One Punch Man is much easier to market.
Yeah. And talking about marketing, this anime has exploded in Japan.
Yeah, it is. Well, so I remember seeing, like, in the internet scape that I internaut into sometimes. I remember seeing things. It had to have been like 2012 or 2013, like references to untranslated panels of some comic where like someone gets hit in the dick.
Yeah,
like I've seen that before because I've seen it on the internet when it was starting to like cross over into American interscape.
Yeah, where people started translating it and started to realize, oh wow, this is really good. Let's keep on moving it. Yeah.
Which it makes me want to find out if there's a fan translation of the webcomic, because I would like to see if there have to be
fan translations. Sure there probably is, yeah. And again, Mob Psycho is really good too.
Yeah.
It's really hard to compare them because it's kind of apples and oranges.
Yeah.
But I really do like Mob Psycho, too. I know that One Punch Man is a lot easily accessible since it's on Netflix and Mob isn't on Netflix. Hence why I thought this would be a good topic. So if people, you know, heard us gushing about this particular season, most people usually have Netflix. I really haven't met anyone with Netflix.
I don't know anyone that does not have Netflix.
Yeah, it's sort of like... The new cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't have cable, but I have Netflix because...
Yeah, we don't either. We have Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I have Netflix, Crunchyroll, and, you know, personal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personal stuff. I
would say that Mob is probably as good, if not better... than One Punch, which is really, really good.
So what's the story for Mob Psycho?
So Mob Psycho, and again, you know, we're touching this lightly. He's a student in high school who has psychic powers. Like, he has legit psychic powers.
Right.
And then he starts getting mentored by this, we'll say fraud, who goes out and, like, does exorcisms and, you know, talks to people through psychic abilities and stuff like that. But it's all for show. It's all flash and showmanship.
Sure.
So Mob, who is, you know, is fluent in psychic abilities, is mentoring under this hack, basically, who's, like, trying to teach him certain things, but he has no fucking idea. He's just a con man.
Yeah.
And, Mob Psycho 100, he's very vulnerable to emotions. So as, like, more things start piling on him, you can see, like, you don't see it in the actual show, but, like, in cutaways and stuff, you see percentages, like, go up.
Hmm.
And when he hits 100%, weird things start happening.
Shit starts getting real.
Yeah, shit starts getting real. So it's another show that I highly recommend. It's only one season as well, but should be getting a second season. I believe both One Punch Man and Mob Psycho... Well, I think One Punch Man may be releasing this year, if not early, next year. And then Mob Psycho is going to be the second season, premiering late next year, in 2019.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And is there a quality difference in it? Like, is Mob Psycho better animated?
No, it still has that loose... Gotcha. Like, it's very stylized as the manga, which, again, is very loose. The lines are kind of, like, scratchy, you know, which is, I think, is really cool as they're paying homage to the actual manga.
Gotcha.
Again, you know, with one not being Well, again, people don't know if he's a great artist or if he's not a great artist, but he does his style, and his style's really good.
I mean, he's better than me.
Yeah, he's better than me, too.
Well, like, I was looking, and he, the One Punch Man was nominated for an Eisner in 2015. Ah. And, like, Eisners, for anyone that doesn't know, are kind of like the Oscars for comics. I don't know what the history of foreign illustration getting wins. Like, I'm sure Europe gets wins. I don't know if I don't know if manga has ever really gotten the same amount of attention as Western comics.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty fantastic for someone who was doing a webcomic in 2009 to 6 years later getting a nomination for an Eisner. That's high praise.
Yeah, and... Again, doing a webcomic in Japan is super hard, too, because there's a lot of people who do want to be, like, manga artists and things along those lines. But, again, a lot of those artists get shafted on pay, and living in Japan is not cheap at all.
Well, yeah, like, it's much easier to be a successful manga artist by copying someone else. Because there, in a previous episode, I think we talked about the doujin markets.
Yeah.
And doujin are basically just animated fan fiction, and the manga publishers tolerate it because it gives them a talent pool to draw from if the lead artist writer is not able to continue for whatever reason or keep up pace, they can just go to a doujinshi pop-up, basically. They work like pop-ups, is my understanding. Hire an artist who can replicate the look and then just hire them. Like, it's much easier to do that than to start your own webcomic
or
your own property.
Yeah, and again, this is, you know, his own idea and everything, and from what I could tell, he was doing it more as, like, a side gig. He had his actual job.
Yeah.
But with Shōjin Jump coming out and saying, hey, this is excellent, we would like to put this in our book, is amazing. And it gives other people who are in that position a goal, or it gives them something to say, hey, this person did it. If my manga is up to snuff, maybe I will get that sort of recognition too. Yeah. So I think that it's amazing. Again, it's a big recommend from me. There's a lot of funny parts. There's a lot of great action scenes. With One Punch, it's a lot more tighter on its animation.
Yeah.
More crisp, which really does, I think, help it out with the fight scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then with Mob, it's more loose, but it helps it with more of the, like, weird mind sort of...
that makes sense.
Yeah, premise to it. So, yeah, I would give it probably 9 out of 10. I would highly recommend somebody watching it. Did you watch it by yourself, or did...
I watched it by myself.
Okay. Yeah. So your wife didn't.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. I would also give it a 9 out of 10. That being said, like, I haven't watched the last two episodes just due to personal life stuff that came up. But, I definitely want to finish it, and I really want to look up some of the original webcomics and look at translations, because... Really, I kind of want to map out where I think the second season is going to go, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, the second season is going to be coming out soon, so it's going to be interesting. I think they're going to mainly focus a lot more on the hero, like, red tape and the particular structure of the hero, like, group.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting. And yeah, I think Sonic's probably going to be in there with a couple of other, like, throwback characters and stuff
He
like
seems
that.
To be a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Like, fan art and stuff that I do in the cursory research that I kind of do before episodes and look up and see what's kind of trending around the property. Like, he seems to be one of the fan favorites.
And it's interesting because there's a lot of cosplay people out there who are cosplaying. Because it's a very simple design. Saitama's design is very simple.
Yeah, wear a lot of yellow with some red boots, red gloves, and a cape, and then just shave your head.
Yeah. I mean, and even the gloves sort of look like kitchen gloves.
Yeah, they look like something you'd use to clean your bathroom.
Well,
like,
I mean, his design is very simple because I think he made, like, he's not a full-fledged hero. He basically just got a jumpsuit and put on some things that made him look interesting and decided to go out after it. Though he does have a cape. And if anything has taught me not to have a cape, it's the it's Incredibles.
Watchmen. Oh, yeah, the Incredibles. Yeah.
I guess you went with Watchmen, I went with...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Again, I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix, so... And I'm sure a lot of people who enjoy anime will probably enjoy this as well.
Yeah.
They'll see the references, they'll enjoy some of the gags... Sure. And again, it's really, it does hit, like, a bunch of emotions, so.
Yeah.
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 That sounds like that's wrapped it up and put a bow on it. I guess next regular episode is going to be on David Bowie's Black Star.
Yeah, Black Star. He was also another character in an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is an episode you've chosen for later.
Yeah, man, I choose a lot of anime episodes.
I think all of your episodes so far have been
anime
or a game.
Oof. Maybe I should branch out. Maybe next time I'll be like, we should talk about wood. Wood's really cool.
Oh, like logs and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Lumber. 2x4s. What's their deal?
The back row nerd fight is still going on. We are on Facebook, Back Row Super Show, 4 separate words.
That's exactly right. If you want to write us, let us know, hey, maybe you guys should talk about this, or if you guys have any feedback, we're easily reachable at Super Show, or
Back Row Super Show, @gmail.com. Listenbackrow.com is the website, and we're on Apple Podcast as Back Row Super Show. Google Play is not cooperating with our feeds. I've put in a request there. We'll see how long it takes for Google to get back to me.
I mean, Google's usually pretty good, right? No.
Not
Google, get better.
Yeah, Google, get better. Yeah, other than that, we'll be at Dragon Con in the next couple of weeks. And
God, that's the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah. Let me find out when it is. I always forget. I know it's always Labor Day.
Labor Day. Weekend. So it's August. It's the end of August and the beginning of September.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be at the end of this month.
Yep.
And so we'll see you guys there.
Yeah. Feel free to shout out at us. I know I'm doing a couple of cosplaying outfits. I don't know what you may be doing.
I usually get roped into cosplay. Someone suggested that I throw white on myself. And then put red and go as Kratos, the dad.
You could.
Of war.
Yeah. You could. You get an axe, too.
Yeah, I'm not in shape enough to do that. I guess I could be Dad Kratos.
Yeah. All you just have to do is yell boy at people.
Boy!
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys at that at the end of the month.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a podcast about that.
Yeah.
Sort of sharing some of our experiences.
Yeah, it'll probably be super long.
Yeah, probably multiple episodes, if I had to guess.
One 4-hour episode. Who knows?
There you go. I'm sure people would love it.
Yeah, so write us. Give us a like on Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow us and take part in the Back Row Nerd Fight.
Yeah, but don't stalk us. That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Bye.
See ya. We'll